Welcome. It's Domain Dave from Cheap Wine Finder again with another companion podcast for a wine we wrote up on the cheapwinefinder.com website. We write up 3 value-priced wines every week, and when we're done writing up the review, we plug in the microphone, and here we are. And we've got a cheapie today, and a surprisingly cheapie one. It's the Aldi California Heritage Chardonnay Non-Vintage. It's $4.95. Now, typically speaking, if I see non-vintage, a store wine, and $4.95, that's a wine I stay clear from, because there's so much things you don't know about what's going on there. But we've also tried the California Heritage from Aldi Pinot Noir, another $4.95 one, and their $4.95 Brut sparkling wine, and I liked them. I mean, they didn't taste $4.95-ish. And so I tried the California Heritage Chardonnay, because sometimes white wines are easier to do a cheap wine. They don't need a lot of things going on. But guess what? This wine has a lot going on. It's made by a division of E&J Gallo. It's the largest family-owned winery in the U.S. They are huge. They have vast vineyard holdings. They own some of the best vineyards in the United States and California and Napa, everywhere. And they have wines from really, really cheap to really, really expensive. And they have this one for Aldi. They also make the Winking Owl, which I don't like at all. And so I didn't know what to think when they came to the California Heritage. And I'm going to take a sip and we'll just tell you what I think. It's delicious. I mean, it's $4.95, delicious wine. Now, it is not going to be a traditional, I mean, the wine professionals are not going to like it. Because it doesn't taste like a Chardonnay is, you know, necessarily tastes like. There's a lot of vanilla, and there's peach, and there's, you know, there's green apple, and there's nectarines and all this stuff in there. It's got surprisingly oak derivative flavors in there, malolactic fermentation flavors in there, and then they have some you know, non-oaked things going on. There's some tart things happening. All for $4.95, and it tastes delicious. I mean, like I said, it is not something that, you know, a sommelier is going to go, oh, yeah, this is wonderful, because they're not looking for this. But if you want a $4.95 wine that just tastes good, and you might buy 2 bottles because you're going to drink more than you think, I'm going to take another sip. You know, yeah, I mean, every time I taste it, I get this really nice stone fruit thing, and it's kind of got this body, kind of like syrupy, a little bit of syrupy, but not sweet. It's dry, or reasonably dry anyway. And the flavors, I get coconut milk, there's a lot of flavor in a $4.95 Chardonnay from Aldi. And, you know, it's like, What's going on here? I mean, there are people who make $10 wines, Chardonnays, that don't taste this crowd-pleasing. You know, and like I said, it's not going to be a traditional Chardonnay. It's not going to be award-winning. But it's going to be an empty bottle after you open it. That's guaranteed. I don't know how it's made. I don't know how they make it for $4.95. I don't know much about it. It's a new brand from Aldi. And this is the third one in a row. I tried the Pinot Noir first. And Pinot Noir is one of the hardest grapes to grow. It's one of the more complicated grapes to produce, wines to produce. And I was like, that's not bad at all. Then I tried the Bubbly. And E&J Gallo make Barefoot Bubbly. Those are fun. They're not going to turn any champagne lovers onto their wines, but again, they taste fun, and they're fun to drink. And, you know, if you're going to add orange juice to them, or, you know, make mimosas or whatever, like that is orange juice, peach puree, that kind of thing, that's the perfect wine for that. And that was $4.95 too. Now I tried the Chardonnay. They have like a sweet Moscato. I'll skip that one. They have a Merlot, and I don't know about Merlot, but I'll probably try it at some point. So this is a wine that I don't know anything about except that I like it. And for $5, this is ridiculous. With the weddings coming on, and you want to have an open bar, but you don't want to spend thousands of dollars. You know, these wines are so cheap. You can get the bubbly for $100. You can get enough wine to satisfy a small wedding party. So there you go. This is Domaine Day from CheapWineFinder.com talking about how much I like a $4.95 Chardonnay from California. It's the Aldi California Heritage Chardonnay. It's non-vintage. It is everything that I shouldn't like, and I like it a lot. So, and sometimes, you know, you get a $4.95 wine that gives you a little something, you go a little bit crazy for it, and you get an expensive wine that's kind of like, oh, I was hoping for more, and you hate it, even though maybe the more expensive wine's a better wine. But the better wine is the one you like to drink, and this one I like to drink. So, adios, keep it cheap. I was looking for a St. Patrick's Day wine, but I don't think there is such a thing. So I'll be talking to everybody in a couple days, and adios, keep it cheap, stay safe, warm, or dry, or whatever is going on out there, and I'll be talking to you. So adios, bye-bye.